Well, the school bell is ringing, so it's time to come into the schoolhouse and take your seats and pull out your Bible that we're using as the school book, and you'll want to be turning to Numbers chapter 20. And what we're doing, we're talking about a Sunday school lesson that was written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of February the 3rd, 1924, about what Moses taught the children of Israel about what they had learned through the wilderness wanderings and what they had learned particularly at the foot of Mount Sinai. Now, we'll be getting to that where we're looking at those intervening events from the crossing of the Red Sea until the coming to that plain of Moab when Moses talked with them. This is class session 479 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. Be turning to Numbers 20, and in just a minute, the class will come to order. But while you're taking your seats and getting your book out, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, in talking about these events, the class will now come to order, and we'll be looking at Numbers chapter 20, and we're going to read about how that Miriam died and how the people complained that they had no water and the sad mistake of Moses and Aaron of failing to sanctify God in the eyes of the children of Israel and rebelling against His word because they believed not in Him. Here we read Exodus 20, beginning in verse 1 and down through 13. And the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, came into the wilderness of Zin in the first month, and the people abode in Kadesh, and Miriam died there and was buried there. Numbers 20 and verse 2. And there was no water for the congregation, and they assembled themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and the people strove with Moses and Aaron, saying, "Would that we had died when our brethren died before Jehovah! And why have you brought the assembly of Jehovah to this wilderness, that we should die here, we and our beast? And wherefore have ye made us to come up out of Egypt to bring us to this evil place? Is there no place of seed, or of figs, or of vines, or of pomegranates? Neither is there any water to drink." And Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly to the door of the tent of meeting, and fell on their faces. And the glory of Jehovah appeared unto them. And Jehovah spake unto Moses, saying, "Take the rod, and assemble the congregation, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, that it give forth water. And thou shalt bring them to water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation and their cattle drink." And Moses took the rod from before Jehovah, as he commanded him. Numbers chapter 20 and verse 10. And Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock, and he said unto them, "Hear now, ye rebels, shall we bring you forth water out of this rock?" And Moses lifted up his hand and smote the rock with his rod twice, and water came forth of the assembly. And the congregation drank, and their cattle. And Jehovah said unto Moses and Aaron, "Because ye believe not in me to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this assembly to the land which I have given them. These are the waters of Meribah, because the children of Israel strove with Jehovah, and he was sanctified in them." We read more of this in Numbers 27, verses 12 through 14. Jehovah said unto Moses, Get thee up to this mount of Abarim, and behold the land which I have given to the children of Israel. And when thou hast seen it, thou shalt be gathered unto thy people, as Aaron thy brother was gathered. Because ye rebelled against my word in the wilderness of Zin, and the strife of the congregation to sanctify me in the waters before their eyes. These are the water of Meribah, of Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin. Now there's other events that occurred. We read that the Edomites refused to allow the children of Israel to pass through their land. And the Israelites had to go around or compass Mount Seir many days. We read about this in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. And here Moses said, "Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way to the Red Sea, as Jehovah spake unto me. And we compassed Mount Seir many days. And Jehovah spake unto me, saying, Ye've compassed this mountain long enough. Turn ye northward. And commanded thou the people, saying, Ye're to pass through the borders of your brethren, the children of Esau, that dwell in Seir, and they will be afraid of you. Take ye good heed unto yourselves, therefore. Contend not with them, for I will not give you their land, no, not so much as the sole of the foot to tread on, because I've given Mount Seir unto Esau for a possession. Ye shall purchase food of them for money, that ye may eat, and ye shall also buy water of them for money, that ye may drink. For Jehovah thy God hath blessed thee in all the work of thy hand, which hath known thy walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years Jehovah thy God hath been with thee, thou hast lacked nothing. So we passed by from our brethren, the children of Esau that dwelt in Seir, all the way of the Arba, from Ethan, and the Ezon Geber. And then we read in Numbers chapter 27, verses 14 through 21. And Moses sent messengers from Kadesh unto the king of Edom. Thus saith thy brother Esau, Thou knowest all the travail that hath befallen us, how our fathers went down to Egypt, and we dwelt in Egypt a long time. And the Egyptians dwelt ill with us and our fathers. And when we cried unto Jehovah, he heard our voice, and sent his angel, and brought us forth out of Egypt. And behold, we are in Kadesh, a city in the uttermost of thy border. Let us, I pray thee, pass through thy land. We will not pass through field or through vineyard, neither will we drink water of the wells. We will go along the king's highway, and we will not turn to aside to the right hand or to the left till we pass thy border. And Edom said unto him, Thou shalt not pass through me, lest I come out with a sword against thee. And the children of Israel said unto him, We will go up by the highway, and if we drink of thy water, I and my cattle, then I will give the price thereof. Let me only, without doing anything else, pass through on my feet. And he said, Thou shalt not pass through. And Edom came out against him with much people and with a strong hand. Thus Edom refused to give Israel passage through his border. Wherefore Israel turned away from him, much discouraged because of the way they came in contact with King Arad, who led the Canaanites. Let me back up just a minute. Aaron died on Mount Hor by the western. This is hard to read, this old book. Aaron died on Mount Hor by the western border of the land of Edom at the age of 120 years. Let me read this to you from Numbers 20, verses 22 through 29. And they journeyed from Kadesh, and the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, came unto Mount Hor. And Jehovah spake unto Moses and Aaron in Mount Hor by the land of Edom, saying, Aaron shall be gathered to his people, For he shall not enter the land which I have given to the children of Israel, because ye rebelled against my word at the waters of Meribah. Take Aaron and Eleazar his son, and bring them up to Mount Hor, and strip Aaron of his garments, and put them on Eleazar his son. And Aaron shall be gathered unto his people, and shall die there. And Moses did as Jehovah commanded. And they went up into Mount Hor in the sight of all the congregation. And Moses stripped Aaron of his garments and put them on Eleazar his son. And Aaron died there on the top of the mount. And Moses and Eleazar came down from the mount. And when all the congregation saw that Aaron was dead, they wept for Aaron 30 days, all the house of Israel. We read in Numbers 33, 38, and 39, that Aaron the priest went up to Mount Hor at the commandment of Jehovah and died there in the 40th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt in the 5th month, on the 1st day of the month. And Aaron was 123 years old when he died on Mount Hor. Now, coming in contact with King Arad, who led the Canaanites against them, the Israelites overcame him and made it a vow to destroy the Canaanites and pursued their journey around the land of Edom. We read about this in Numbers 21, verses 1 through 4. And the Canaanite, the king of Arad, who dwelt in the south, heard that Israel came by the way of Atharim, and he fought against Israel and took some of them captive. And Israel vowed a vow unto Jehovah and said, If thou wilt indeed deliver this people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities. And Jehovah hearkened unto the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities in the name of the place called Hormah. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way through the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged along the way. Much discouraged because of the way. The people again murmured against God and Moses. And God sent fiery serpents and destroyed many of them. Upon the confession of their sin and praying God for forgiveness, he directed Moses to erect on a pole the brazen serpent in the midst of the camp and healed all who looked upon it. In Numbers 21, verses 5 through 9, the people spake against Moses and against God, Wherefore have you brought us out of Egypt to die in this wilderness? Is there no bread, and is there no water? And our soul loatheth this light bread. And Jehovah sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people. And much people of Israel died. You know, Jesus himself drew a lesson from this about how that serpent was lifted up on that brazen pole and the people looked upon it. And Jesus said in John chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him may have everlasting life. Well, the children of Israel enjoyed victories over Sion and Og after the children of Israel had rounded the southern border of Edom. They journeyed north along the eastern border of Edom to Pisgah. They were not allowed to vex the land of Moab and Ammon because the Moabites and Ammonites were descendants of Lot. They overcame Sihon, the king of the Amorites, and possessed his land from the Arnon unto the Jabbok, which are streams or rivers or wadies. They next came over against Og, king of Bashan, at Enri, and took all his cities, 70 cities, in all the region of Argob. Og was the only one left of the giants called Rephaim, and had an iron bedstead that was 9 cubits long and 4 cubits wide, at least 13.5 feet by 6 feet. Hearing of these victories, the king of Moab's and the Midianites sought to resist them. But we're going to read about that in our next class. We're just about out of time. Aren't these interesting stories? The schoolmaster says, "The class is now dismissed."